Hello all, welcome to Microbiology Made Easy. Today's topic is about the microorganisms in air. So, as we all know, the air is not a natural medium for the growth and multiplication of microorganisms. There will be only the dispersion and transmission of microorganisms in air. So the microorganisms from the plants or animal surfaces or from human beings, soil, water and other sources will get liberated or can get transmitted through the air. So the microorganisms cannot exist for a long period of time in air because the sunlight have high temperature, and in high temperature there will be less moisture content. So in the less moisture content, the microorganisms cannot grow on air. So they will be died or causes the lysis of these microorganisms. So mainly vegetative cells or the spores of bacteria, fungi, virus and the cysts of protozoa can be seen on air. So the microorganisms in air can be mainly divided into outdoor microflora and indoor microflora. So as the name indicates, the microorganisms inside the building, as we all know, in atmosphere there are many buildings. So the microorganisms that inside the building is known as indoor microflora. The air inside the building is indoor air, and the microorganisms on that indoor air is known as indoor microflora. And the air outside the buildings is known as outside air, and the microorganisms outside air is known as outdoor microflora. So these are the two types of microorganisms, the outdoor microflora and indoor microflora. So in the next episode, we can clearly see about these outdoor microflora and the indoor microflora.